pays to have good credit.
You would always want to be on the side of having good credit.
Do you think it pays to have good credit? Welcome to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, where we talk about credit scores, business, finances, and take calls to answer all questions related to those topics. To call in, call 225-243-9700 and press option 1 to join in. All right, we are back to the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast. So it's been a while since I guess published a recent episode. I have been slammed busy with work and, you know, taking some personal time away, enjoying summer, taking some vacations and things like that. And I need to get back to uploading some of these episodes that I have pretty much recorded maybe a few weeks back. But like I said, I just been so busy. I haven't really went through them and added titles to them and just publishing them to the podcast channel here. But if you guys are listening to this on any of the audio platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or anything like that, Google Podcasts, just want to let you guys know you don't have to go to YouTube to watch the same exact episode, because in this episode, I'm not even going to have a visual episode. It's just going to be an audio background if you were to switch to the YouTube platform. So just kind of bear with me now. I want to answer some, I guess, FAQs people have been adding or typing in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook group community. For those of you who are not aware, we do have a Facebook group. It is a small group with people who are trying to learn more about credit scores, or maybe they have, you know, bad credit and they're trying to fix it themselves, or maybe try and find ways to increase their scores faster or better. But we have a Facebook group, It Pays to Have Good Credit. If you guys have not joined or checked out the Facebook community, please do so now. It is very helpful to be in there. Even if you don't necessarily need, you know, credit repair, it can definitely give you some helpful information in the future in case you may have some future issues, or maybe just some general questions you yourself may have about credit. And, you know, you can find some of those answers in regards to credit. So let's check out the Facebook group here. In the very first post, which should be the most recent one from yesterday, I believe, a gentleman posted in here that he is looking for, I guess, a real answer. I guess he's been kind of getting his tail pulled. He maybe have called several people. They're all telling him they can do magic tricks and things like that. So I guess that's what he mean by a real answer. So I didn't even take offense to this question here, because, hey, look, I get it. I'm in this industry. I know there's tons of people who may lie to you and tell you they can do this and that. Trust me, when you come to Sturgis Credit Repair, or you contact us in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook community, I'm just going to be straight up and honest with you. You know, there's no ifs, ands, or buts. It's either a yes or no answer here. So this guy here, he has a 2-year bankruptcy on his credit. Okay. And I believe he have maybe one or two collection accounts that's on his credit as well, for what he's typing. Long story short, he just want to know if this can be removed or not removed. You know, if it can be removed, I'm sure he's just trying to pay someone to just do it for him. If it can't be removed, no hard feelings. He can just go on about his life. And, you know, of course, me, I get notified every time someone makes a post in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook community. So guess who answers first? Me. So I'm being pretty straightforward with this guy. And I'm like, look, there's no such thing as a real yes or no answer, unfortunately, when it comes to the credit repair process, because only the credit bureaus can decide that, depending on if they find errors on this account. Okay. If there's incomplete information reporting, if the information can be verified, or if the reporting companies do not respond within 30 days of the dispute investigation. So your credit reports changes every single month because you pay your bills once a month. Therefore, things update once a month. Okay, you get a new report every month. Just because something may not, or I guess just because something is verified this month, doesn't mean it's going to be verified next month. You know, things change. Sometimes companies respond in time, sometimes they don't. Okay, 1 month you may have an error reporting, the next month you may not. So I was kind of explaining this to the customer, or this potential customer here, or, you know, maybe not a customer, maybe he's just wanting to know information, he don't need to sign up for service. But, you know, I just call everybody who posts questions in this group a customer, so that's why I say customer. But I was pretty straightforward with this guy. You know, I told him, look, if you don't have any of this applying to your accounts, if there's no errors, if the account is not complete, if the information is verified and they're responding every single time, well, look, you know, you may not have the best of luck, and you have to wait 7 years for it to fall off your credit if it's a negative account, or you have to wait a whole decade, which is 10 years, for a bankruptcy. Okay, he already have 2 years, he mentioned, on his bankruptcy, so he still have 8 years left of this bankruptcy reporting. That is a long time for that to be affecting his credit scores. And, you know, he may not have liked some of the answers I replied with, but at the end, if you guys are, you know, tuning into the group, or maybe you guys read some of the comments, look, he appreciated my honesty. He much rather me be hard on him and straightforward versus selling him a lie and promise to do something that I have no control over. And, you know, like I brought up to him in the comments here, like, look, you know, I would love to give you a real answer, but, you know, anyone that's telling you that they can automatically do this, or they can promise to do this before they even see your credit, man, that's a red flag, which he've already been through this. Whoever did his taxes, I'm just reading the comments here, his tax person held $1,500 out of his tax refund because they claim they can fix credit and they weren't a real credit repair company. They're probably not even licensed to do credit repair, but this tax person or tax lady, whatever he said, kept $1,500 out of his taxes, his tax return, and said that they promised to get all of that information wiped off. Now, me being in the credit industry, anytime I hear somebody say the word wipe off, I completely get turned off. That is not a word that real credit repair companies use. Wipe just means that everything that's bad on your credit is literally wiped away by a paper towel or something. That's how these people think. So anytime you hear somebody or you call somebody and they're offering a credit service, if they even use the word clean credit, wipe credit, credit sweep, I'm gonna sweep everything, or any words like that, run away. It's a red flag, you know, because you cannot promise results before you even see someone's credit report. Okay, and you still can't promise anything until you get the responses back from the credit bureaus. You know, sometimes, some months, they may want more information. Who knows? How can you promise something and the information hasn't even made it to the credit bureaus yet? It just makes no sense. But yeah, that's my rant with this one. Guys, look, stay away from people that are promising results or fake results. No one control that. Okay. And even if you're not using Sturgis Credit Repair, you're doing this yourself, or maybe you're hiring another person to do this for you, please, it is not anyone's fault, okay, if something does not get removed. And that is the point of this episode. Credit repair was never, I guess, created to automatically delete something off of your credit report. If that was the case, no one on earth would have bad credit. Everyone would have an 800 credit score if credit repair automatically fixes your credit. Okay, when you mess up your credit, legally you're supposed to let that stuff affect you for 7 years. Okay, that is your jail time for your credit for allowing it, you know, to get bad. And it's not necessarily your fault. Sometimes people go through financial hardships, they lose a job, wherever the case is, and debt kind of get over their head and they start missing payments, you know, and things of that nature. But what I'm getting at, if I mess up my credit, okay, the first thing I'm going to do is take accountability. Okay, I'm going to say I messed up my credit, it is my fault. Okay, and I'm expecting for this to affect me for 7 years. Okay, now there's credit repair services out there, there's credit repair processes out there for people that want to do it themselves, whatever the case is, if they have the time and, you know, whatever. it does not mean, woohoo, I messed up my credit. Now, next month or, you know, later this year, I'm going to have perfect credit again and I don't have to wait 7 years. If that was true, no one would have bad credit. The point of credit repair is to attempt, okay, attempt to get some of those negative accounts removed off of your credit reports. It was never designed or never established to automatically fix your credit if you pay somebody a certain amount of money. It was never designed to mail in a dispute or press some silly dispute button online and things automatically fill off your credit. No, it is a process. You have to work through this process. It can take months before you just give up or you find an answer or the credit bureaus make their final decision. You know, people spend 6, 7, 8, 9 months, 10 months working on their credit. Some credit bureaus may delete something, okay, but that exact same account may come back as verified to one or two of the other bureaus, okay? Equifax may delete an account, but then TransUnion and Experian say, nah, this is going to stick. You know, we don't find that this is unverified. Now you got to go back like, hey, Equifax removed it because it was unverified. So how are you guys verifying? You know, you go back and forth. It's just a process. So for those who are just wondering like, you know, who can fix my credit? Who's the best at fixing? There's no such thing. If this person is doing the work that they're supposed to, which is processing the disputes, asking the right questions, requesting the correct information, it is not that person's fault if things do not get removed off of your credit report. It is not the credit repair company's fault, you know, or control if something gets deleted or not get deleted. If it gets deleted, cool. The credit repair company or the credit specialist, whoever working on your credit, or if it's yourself, that just means you've asked the correct questions and requested the correct information that you found. You know, this is what can get this item removed. Now, if nothing fits those situations, there's no errors, the account is not incomplete, the information is being verified every single time the creditor is responding, well, guess what? This is nothing. You're just wasting time. Nothing's going to be done unless you keep disputing. In 1 month, they just stop responding, which happens as well. You know, it could potentially happen. I've seen it happen all the time where we've been having clients enrolled and, you know, it's been 6 or 7 months. And yeah, you know, throughout the whole 6 or 7 months, they've had several different accounts fall off. However, the ones that didn't fall off and they were still reporting, eventually some of those creditors stopped responding. And then months down the road, those fell off. So, I mean, I see this stuff happen every day. But as far as automatically just asking, hey, you know, yes or no, can it get removed or not? There's no real answer to that. You know, it's not really a yes or no answer. It could be as far as someone saying no, you know, there's no guarantee or no promise that this can get removed. Yeah, that's a quick no. But if you want to sit down and talk to me or anybody that's in the credit industry, the real credit industry, then of course that answer can potentially be yes if you understand how items are removed off your credit report. You know, so for those of you who are in the It Pays to Have Good Credit Facebook community group, you kind of see where I went back and forth with this guy here. And look, he appreciated everything that I said because I was just straight up and honest. Look at credit repair as if you were hiring a lawyer to defend you in court. Okay, let's say your court date is next month. You got arrested, you bonded out, now you're out on bond until your next court date, whatever the case is, and you committed a crime, okay? Just because you go and pay a lawyer to defend you in court, that does not mean you're going to beat the court case, you're going to be found innocent, you're not going to be found guilty, and you just walk away as a free man or a free woman. That's not how life works. Same thing with credit repair. If you mess up your credit and you do credit repair yourself, or if you hire a credit repair specialist or a credit repair company to do the work for you, that does not mean you're going to have perfect credit and everything is just, you know, washed away. It's just an attempt to help your situation. And if it's possible, yes, it will help your situation. Same thing with a lawyer. If I committed a crime and I go out and hire a lawyer, if there's no evidence against me in court, yes, that lawyer can truly help me. Like, that is an easy case for him or her. But if we go to court and there's camera footage of me doing all of this and there's witnesses and, you know, 10,000 different ways to prove me guilty in court, well, guess what? The lawyer may not be as helpful. You know, they can probably help negotiate jail sentence or whatever the case is. But as far as making me not guilty in court, I'm probably not going to have the best of luck. You know, it's kind of the same thing with them. Okay, let's just say you didn't understand that situation. Let's just say you were, you were sick and you went to a doctor. Okay, let's just say whatever this sickness is, if you have waited so long and this disease or sickness has spread in your body, if you go to a doctor, that is not a guarantee that you're no longer going to have this disease or you're no longer going to be sick. You know, there's other diseases and sicknesses I want to use, but you know, I don't want to say certain names just to not put bad spells on people listening to this. But what I'm getting at, a doctor is not a automatic promise to fix your health. If it was, no one on earth would die. No one would, you know, be sick. It is what it is. Okay. So if you go to a doctor, you go on to them for their experience and their knowledge on your topic, okay, or your situation. If the treatment, or not the treatment, if the sickness is treatable and it's within a treatable time, yes, they can help you. But if your health is at a point where a doctor cannot help you, it is not the doctor's fault if they can't help you. It's just based on your situation. Same with credit repair. If you try credit repair 10,000 times and it doesn't help your situation, it is no one's fault. You know, it's not your fault because you're the one that's doing it. It just is what it is. That is the law. You know, the law. If it isn't unverified, you know, if it's not reporting inaccurately, if it's not reporting incomplete, if it is not, I guess, not being responded to, then, you know, that information stays on your credit report. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But that is all for this episode. I kind of just wanted to, rant and kind of explain how all of this stuff works. You know, people stop calling around, price shopping, and seeing who's going to tell you the best answer. There's no magic person that's out there that can automatically fix your credit. If you hire one person to do it and you know for a fact they honestly did everything they can possibly do, okay, and they've proven to you they've tried every single thing and it just did not work, then that is it. Just let it fall off after years. You don't need to hire different people or give somebody a bad review because they, you know, quote unquote, didn't do anything for you. It's just that your situation is not, you know, responsible for fixing itself or getting better, because everything is reported correctly, accurately, complete, and it's verified and it's being responded to. It's no one's fault. That's how it's supposed to work. Okay. So like I said, that is all for this episode. You know, stop blaming people if something does not work in your favor. Stop thinking that bad credit can get fixed automatically. Stop calling around and getting scammed by people that promise they can fix your credit before they even see it and before they even send something to the credit bureaus and receive a response from the credit bureaus. That's all for this episode. If you use credit to improve your lifestyle and would like to share your story on the It Pays to Have Good Credit podcast, feel free to reach out to us at info@sturgiscreditrepair.com. Sturgis is spelled STIRGUS creditrepair.com.